This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Pressure's applied, produce. When pressure comes, keep standing. When pressure comes, keep glorifying. Don't stop praising God. Don't stop worshiping God. Don't stop giving God the glory. You're just dealing with the pressure. That's all I came to tell you. I need to tell you this. It wasn't supposed to be easy. If you are looking for your walk with God to be easy, you can't walk with God. Who told you that He'll give His only Son to die? What makes you think you and I can't struggle sometimes? So we got to stop handling this with a part-time perspective that I only want to fool with God on my high moments, and in my low moments, I don't want to deal with Him. That's not being a true believer. You and I have got to learn and get to a point on this last Sunday, the month of 24, I'm not going to keep on going through God and being conditional. I'm not going to base my praise on my bank account. I'm not going to base my worship on everybody liking me. But even when I'm broke, I will still bless you. In pain, I'll still praise you. Even with wicked people, I'll still worship, and I wish I was not by myself who say no matter what comes, for God I live and for God I'll die. Y'all, pressure is good for us. You don't want to hear this today. You want to hear that in 30 days when you turn around seven times, the money go fall down. You can turn around eight or nine times, and unless you go to work and get your check, you ain't not finna get no money. God will use anything and circumstances to bring about a better case of us. And I need somebody, I'm going to give you a moment for a praise break. Can anybody thank God that at least 2 years ago you would have, but now you don't? Come on. 2 years ago you would have cussed them out, but now you don't. 2 years ago you would have got them back, but now you don't. 2 years ago you would have quit, but not. Can anybody thank God for some progress that I'm not perfect, but I am being perfected? It's because you're learning how to handle the pressure. Amen. I'm about to let y'all go. Y'all ain't come for this. You got to handle the pressure. And we as the people of God have got to handle the pressure better. It is not God's will for you and I to trip out just because we're going through. I be asking y'all because I love you and I thought y'all loved me. Stop putting your business. Because ultimately, nobody cares that you going through, because guess what? Other folk going through too. Now, you ain't talked to God yet, but you telling Facebook what's wrong with you. Unspoken prayer requests. Are you crazy? You ought to be able to tell God what's going on with you. Stop asking people who don't know nothing about you to pray and go to your God. You can go to God for yourself. It's time for us as the people of God to grow up, to mature, to be who He called us to be. And we can't be conditional Christians. God is not moved by you being moody. Now, some of us are in danger because we've been some moody Christians. When I get my way, I'm showing up. I don't get my way, I ain't praying. You think God worried about you popping with Him? I tell you what, I got laid off, I ain't go pray. I had a family member die, I'm not coming to church no more. You think God gonna stop being God just because me and you getting our feelings and stop praying and stop worshiping? Guess what? If you don't want it, somebody does. Somebody want deliverance. Somebody want advancement. Somebody want His anointing. Let me hurry. When pressure is applied, because here we are, I sense in my spirit, we getting ready to go right into a new year with the same mess. We ain't changed. We ain't shifting nothing. We ain't thinking different. We just looking for another year to act another clown. But I come against that assignment in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to let the blood of Jesus go to waste for me. The Lord loved me enough to die for my sins, past, present, and future. He has preserved you and I. He has protected you and I. And I've got to try to do better. I've got to try to do something better for the Lord. I'm tired of being the same old clown. Yeah. The book of James was written by the elder brother of Christ, the half-brother of Jesus, James. James writes this to a primary, what we believe, Jewish audience, but it's something interesting he says in verse number one. He says this, I'm James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He could have said James, the brother of Jesus, but he says James, the servant. Y'all missed it. He said, I could have used my blood relationship, but I'm going to use the fact of his blood for me, and I'm going to not call myself a brother. I'm going to call myself a servant, that I want to serve him because, see, James, beloved, there was a time. Somebody said there was a time. There was a time James didn't see Jesus as the Savior. He just saw him as a brother. But something happened after Christ was resurrected. Something happened according to the book of Galatians and Acts that James saw Jesus in a different way. And I no longer see him as just my little brother. I no longer see him as just somebody that my mom and daddy raised. I see my Savior now. I see my Redeemer. And that's why I wish some of us would do. Stop being so cavalier and remember who God is. Remember who Jesus is. He's not the big man upstairs. He's not the big guy. He is your Savior. He is your Lord. He is your King of Kings. Who is it? And I get to serve him. I get to worship him. I get to bless him. I get to be used by him. He don't need me. I need him. Anybody don't mind me admitting today that you need the Lord every day of your life? If he don't take you, you can't go. If he don't teach you, you don't know. Some of us done got, we don't know who he is. And we tend to get what they call cavalier. You know, we just start just saying stuff. We don't recognize who he is. But see, we got to recognize his deity. That we get to serve him. And he ain't putting a gun to my head. He ain't making me come. That's why he don't have to accept that when you and I get dressed and come to his house, it ought not be no mad face, ought not be no lazy worship, ought not be no that'll do. I get the opportunity to worship a sovereign God who made the world, who made the universe. It is my joy. It is my privilege to worship God. It don't make sense. I gotta move. We got company. I gotta move. We got company. It don't make no sense to get dressed, come to his house, then go to sleep. If you gonna go to sleep, stay home. If you ain't gonna praise him right, don't come. If you ain't gonna lift your hand, don't show up. If you ain't gonna smile, go home. I need about three people who say, I couldn't wait till Sunday morning. I couldn't wait to get to his house to give him glory. Hold me, Lord. Hold me. Hold me. Why he got to accept your attitude? It's been a rough week for more than you. You ain't the only one hurt. You ain't the only one broken. You ain't the only one going through stuff, but we love it. Hey, he says to the saints of God, to the brethren, to his family. James is a pastor now. He is a pastor of the early Jerusalem church, but he got the right mindset about Jesus. And he says to those who are scattered, missed it, to those people of God who are scattered. Scattered here refers to the diaspora that took place around the book of Acts, where the people of God were under persecution and life was lifing. See, this ain't for y'all. I'm gonna come over here with y'all. It's the people of God who love the Lord, who worship him, but life is lifing. But just cause life is lifing, you still know God gonna keep God. I wish I had about three people who say, even though life gonna keep lifing, I got a God who gonna keep on God. He gonna keep taking care of his. He gonna keep on providing. If he brought me through this, he'll bring me through that. But life happens, and it caused them to be scattered. In other words, they all dealing with some stuff that's got them scattered. Watch this. Here's what God is teaching us. Y'all ready? That we're as people of God, we want to be sheltered. But we can't handle when we're scattered. Because as a child of God, you should be sheltered. Y'all know what a sheltered child is? That's a child who don't deal with life well. That you raise him to think he a king, and he the cutest thing in the world. And then when he pass gas, it smell like roses. Like every woman want him. But then when he mess around and go to second grade, and somebody call him big head, or somebody call him pigeon-toed, and he don't know how to handle nothing but good stuff. It's this little girl that you raise as a princess who everybody thinks she is Miss America, but she's really just your house because nobody outside the house care about her like you care about her. But you raise her to think that she is the cat's meow and the dog's bow wow. But then when she go to school or she go somewhere else, she realize that it ain't always about me. And so sometimes we'll get spoiled. Sometimes we become brats. Sometimes we think we're privileged. And because we think we belong to God, we ought not have problems. We ought not have issues. We ought not get sick. We ought not get laid off because we're people of God. But God say, I'm tired of sheltering you. Sometime I'm going to let you get scattered, because when I scatter you, you're going to learn about me. And too many of us are sheltered saints and can't handle being scattered saints. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't like that part. I knew you were going to say amen. Because you only want the good part of life. But hey, y'all, ask me what? Life happened to Christians too. Hey, y'all. Say what? I done put some believers in the ground this year. It ain't just the bad guys that got buried. It's been some good folk had to go see Jesus. It's been some good folk had to deal with cancer. Some good folk had going through financial problems. We are being scattered. But here's the shout. How can you be scattered and still together? Can I tell you how? When you got the same God, it's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Even though I'm scattered, that's why I couldn't wait till Sunday morning, because this is my own time. Even though I've been scattered, I can gather. And can anybody thank God that I got an opportunity to gather, even though I've been scattered all week long? Hell in my home, hell in my body, everything going wrong, but I got a chance to gather. So, James writes this word of encouragement, and it's a challenge to the people of God, that pressure is there. And James sees the people of God who don't know how to handle it when life is lifing. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some things which your anointed self. There are some things with your knowing Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic self. There are some things with you fasting and spraying sage all over your house self. Some stuff you can't rebuke. Mac, no matter what I say all month long, something be in my bell box every month called a bill. Every month. Every month. I love God. Yeah. I'm anointed. Yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all a secret. I done put hands on my mailbox. Don't you say nothing. I done put all on my mailbox. Don't let that devil bring that bill, Lord. I rebuke that bill in the name of Jesus. Guess what? It'll mess around and be a whole new meaning until it got dark in your house. Not because of the glory, but because you ain't pay your bill. And so it's got your name and your address. Don't miss it. There are some stuff God has allowed that's got your name on it, and it's going to be to your address. But just, but why, here's your shout. If God allowed it, God know how long it's gonna last. I wish I had somebody who could thank God that trouble don't last always. That if God allowed it, here it is. When pressure is applied, there's got to be a correct assessment of the pressure. Let me hurry. It's got to be a correct assessment of the pressure. Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse or various temptation, trials, adversity, hell, problems. And James tell you and I, conditional Christians, who are only used to giving God glory after. James says, don't wait till the battle over. Count it all joy now. Watch this. Can I mess you up even more? He didn't say if you fall. He says when. See how y'all stop saying amen? Now, I kind of gave you the end before the beginning and told you that God allowed it, that God gonna bring you through it, but you can't get past the fact that he say when. Because sometimes you fasting, when. Praying, when. You doing everything right, when. That word count is an accounting term. Financial, it means record, reckon, ponder, consider it, put it in the right place. Put it down as joy. Now, you don't have joy about the trouble, but you find joy in. There it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. It's not that I'm happy about my struggle, but because God got me and I got God, I know how to be happy in it. I wish I had three people who say everything ain't right, all my I's ain't dotted, my T's ain't crossed, but I'm so glad my money ain't got me because I got the Lord. And the Lord got that because the Lord got me. And I learned how to find some peace in the Lord. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. That's why I'm shouting today. That's why my hands are lifted. No, I'm not perfect. No, everything ain't right. But I know a God who sits high and looks low. Yeah, count it all joy when you fall into diverse. You know what diverse mean? It mean diverse, you mean various. That mean, it's what old folks say, if it ain't one thing. You get home taken care of, body cut up. Get body halfway right, start tripping. Get your car straight up, home start tripping again. I wish I had some real people. That you can't ever seem to get to that point where ain't nothing going on. But the Lord showed me something here, because anybody ever travel a whole lot, you'll notice that when you travel on the interstate, it's never a straight shot. The reason why the road is not designed straight is because the driver might go to sleep. So every now and then, the engineers of a road will design curves and ups and downs so that the driver can stay alert. Come here. That's why some stuff got to happen, because if everything go right, you'll go to sleep. If everything go right, you'll stop worshiping. If everything go right, you'll stop praising. So every now and then, he bring a curve, a hill, a valley, a dip, a bump, so you can stay alert and stay focused. Mm-hmm. Count it all joy. And so he says, count it all joy. He don't say, post nothing. Y'all don't like me. Time something happened. G. Tamel Hams checked in at home feeling down. Your boy really going through today. Come on, <bro. laughs> Then here comes somebody who in worse shape than you. What's wrong, boo-boo? Inbox me. You don't want nobody knowing, but you want everybody knowing. Ain't that crazy? Inbox me. Will do. Call me. Okay. Question. If they had your number and you had theirs, why you just call them? And now our whole day wouldn't have been upset by this ridiculous conversation y'all had. But we want people to be feeling sorry for us. Let everybody know, nine times out of 10, if somebody asks you right now what's wrong, and even if you got all hell broken loose, what you gonna tell them? Nothing. Y'all ain't got to get like that with me. What's wrong, Ned? Because you already have a certain amount of times you want people to ask you before you tell them. Because if they really care, they're going to keep. I'm not letting you leave till you tell me what's wrong. I'm getting to a point. Lord help me. I'm getting to a point. I'm asking once. What's going on, Stacy? Ned. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Your struggles are not meant to be spectacles. It's meant to be something you and God got to resolve together. Count it all joy when you fall. In other words, you weren't looking for it. It was looking for you. Mm-hmm. See, too many of us live every day not to be hurt. But some of you can't be hurt because you won't love. Because you made up your mind you won't love, can't nobody hurt you now. Because you want to be prepared for every problem that can come. If you're walking by faith and not by sight, some stuff you ain't going to see coming. I'm teaching Ben, y'all saying amen. There's some stuff that's going to happen. I don't care how prepared, how many vegetables you eat, how much ashwagandha, whatever that stuff called. I don't care how much vitamin C, D, E, or J you eat. It's some stuff still might happen. And you ain't see it coming. Somebody say amen. Count it all joy when you fall into various issues. So he says, before you even, when you're handling pressure, count it right. Yeah. It's not an obstacle. It's an opportunity. Yeah. Don't mean don't feel nothing. It doesn't mean that you don't hurt. Doesn't mean you can't cry. But you don't do it without hope. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with being real, but be real expecting God. Y'all remember Job's story? Job lost everything in one day. 10 children, gone. His stuff, gone. And it's interesting, at the end of that first chapter of Job, the Bible says, in all this, Job did not charge God foolishly just because he's having a bad moment. God is not asking you to pretend like you ain't going through, but go through knowing you got God. Is anybody hearing God today? And some of us have made a colossal mistake this year of tripping just because I was going through. And your worship ain't the same. Your praise, you're not as faithful as you should be because you going through something. You missed your own testimony. You the one said you was going through. You should have said, I'm in. Because when you say I'm going through, you telling yourself I'm coming out sooner or later. Missed it. Count it all joy. Let me hear. It's a correct assessment of the pressure. Then secondly comes a confident assurance under pressure. Look what he says. Knowing this. Y'all waiting on me to keep going. I'm waiting on you to get it. thinking not strange. I mean, not thinking not strange. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Here's why you can count it all joy, because you know this. You know it before you go through it. I'm trying, Lord, I'm trying. In other words, God prepares you for what you're going through before you go through it. Well, when do we do that, preacher? On some Wednesday evenings? Sunday mornings at 9:30? Sunday morning at 11 o'clock when I'm asleep? Wednesday when I'm too busy? Sunday morning when I'm still knocked out, hungover? You can count it all as joy when you know what you're counting. Watch this. Here's what James helps them. Because people, by human nature, tend to base stuff off their emotions. But everything James is teaching the people of God to do here is not based on your feeling. It's based on what you've learned. There it is. There it is. Messed up again, Ham. You messed up. You was doing good, son, but you messed up. Because we are an emotive people. I feel like praising him. What about when you don't feel? And no good and well, you're not going to praise him in the morning. And you sure ain't going to praise him all day long. But I feel. Y'all get mad all you want, I don't care. I feel like praising him. So his glory is based on how I feel. I ain't feeling it today. I ain't in the mood. Woke up on the wrong side of bed. Well, first of all, be happy that you woke up. See, ladies and gentlemen, may I help you all today, help all of us. Every day you and I have been given a gift called choice. Yeah. I choose to accept or handle whatever's handed to me. Yeah. I may not get to handle or choose what happens, but I choose how I handle it. Yeah. The devil don't make you do nothing. And conversely, God doesn't either. Amen. You make a choice. And God gives you his word to give you power to make good choices. Yeah. Yeah. So he says to you, knowing this, what's the this? That the trying or testing of your faith is working something. Missed it. It's an assurance you got every day. That even when something is going wrong, I'm not going to let it destroy me. I'm going to let it test me. And my goal every day is not failing the test. And God knows what he allows to send to you and me. And he knows how much we can handle. He knows if we go cut up or not. You think Santa Claus done made a list. The Lord got a list. And knows how we go handle stuff. Knowing this, understanding this, having experienced this, that the testing of your faith worketh patience. That word patience means endurance, perseverance. In other words, trouble comes. Trouble is allowed to come to see if you go stick with God or not. Can you endure and it show what your faith look like? So you're really not proving a point to people. You're showing God how much you trust him. Because it's the trying of your faith. I'm teaching, Ben, y'all saying. It's the trying or testing of your faith. So you think they testing you. God allows external stuff to come at you and I to test what's inside of us. Some stuff, ladies and gentlemen, God says, I want you to deal with that. Because I need them to know you trust me. And not how you feel. Talk, Lord. Talk, Lord. Because you the one said, you trust God. You went and bought a bumper sticker. That t-shirt say, I trust God. Even got a scripture. Ain't never read it, but you got it on your shirt. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Ain't never read it, but you got it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. If you really understood what that passage means, you would not have a headache, no high blood pressure, or no stress behind people. Mm-hmm. The trying of your faith. Here's my shout. You ain't gonna shout out this. It's not the trying of the preacher's faith.
Amen.
Your faith. See, I can believe for you all day. You gotta believe. And it ain't my fault you don't believe. It's working patience. It's seeing, watch this, somebody. I need three people to hear this one. I don't know who this is for. It's seeing if for once in your life, you're going to stop running from your problems.
Amen.
I don't know who that's for. That's for three people. Because you have a tendency, somebody in this house, when some get tight, leave. Excuse yourself from the situation. But God said, I'm trying to teach somebody some staying power. Who can trust me while you in the fire? Some stuff I ain't going to deliver you from. Some stuff I'm going to deliver you in. I don't know who this is for. Because, see, the Hebrew boys, he didn't get them out of the fire. What he did was he got in the fire with them. And I need about three people who can witness that sometimes God won't get you out. But what he will do, he'll get you in there and deliver you while you in it. You can't always run. You can't run. Tuck your tail, hide out, retreat. Oh, when you had the money, using everybody's face. You all over the place. Crawfish on me. Now, financial problems come. You know where to be found. Because you shame of your struggle. But I need about three people who don't mind standing right now saying, I'm struggling, but I ain't shame. Everything in my life ain't right, but I still trust God. I got some stuff going on, but I still trust him. Anybody laughing at you, tell them turn the page because my last chapter has not been written. God ain't through with me yet. I'm just in the refiner's fire. And when I come forth, I shall come forth as pure gold. And the gold won't come forth until you go through the fire. Anybody testify is hot on you right now? Who don't? Come on, come on in church. It's okay in church, to be honest. Anybody going through a fiery situation? It's hot on you in your job, hot on you with your finances, hot in your family, hot with your body. But you know that God is going to bring forth pure gold out of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This ain't the end of your story. You're just in the fire. But he's got to let you go through the fire to burn off the impurities, burn off some people, burn off stuff you don't need, burn off stuff you don't have to work with. Hey, y'all, oil comes from olives, and olives got to be crushed. They got to be pressed that the oil may come forth. That's why God letting you go through it, because can't no oil come unless you deal with some pressure. You got to be crushed sometime. You got to be heartbroken sometime. You got to be frustrated sometime that the oil may come forth. Anybody don't mind hanging in there till your oil come forth? God ain't through with me yet. I'll trust you, God, even through it. I know my oil coming. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh. That means producing. That means developing. Ain't that good to know God making you? People done gave up on you, but God's still making you. They think it's over, but God is still making. I need somebody to receive that. God ain't through with you yet. He that begun a good work but still performing until the day of Jesus Christ. He's still working in my mind, working on my mouth, working on my joy, working on my peace, working on my situation. Thank you, Lord, for working in us. Don't you judge somebody by their story. You ain't never walked in their shoes. Yes, Lord. It's a confidence you got to have. That every day in your life, you walk with your head up, your chest out, trusting. People looking at you saying, I know her story. I know what he got going on. And he still got his head up. Still being kind to people. Still faithful in worship. Still giving God the glory. And according to man, you ain't got no reason to be giving God no glory. It seems like you and God ain't even close based on some of the stuff you went through this year. Am I in anybody's neighborhood? People have been judging you by what you're going through and judging you by what you had to handle. And they say, if it was me, I wouldn't do this. If it was me, I wouldn't handle that. Oh, but you don't know what God told me. And God promised me, this is not the end of your story, son. This ain't the end of your story, daughter. I got more in store for you. I know they're talking about you. I know they're criticizing you. I know they're coming against you. But hold on. Your change is coming. It's working. Working. Somebody say working. He's working it. Hey, y'all. What good would it do you for God to work something out for you and ain't work nothing in you? See, he got to work in us so he can work for us. Because if he don't work in us, we can't appreciate what he's done for. Some stuff he's working on you to be ready. He's already got the provision, but you ain't ready for the provision. So Lord, help me with my mind. Help me be a good steward. Help me know how to handle what you give me so that when I do walk into it, I'll know how to praise you. I'll know how to handle it. I'll know how to take care of it. I really want to minister, but y'all ain't come for that. Y'all on the time frame. I feel it. Y'all got somewhere else y'all got to be, but I really want to minister to somebody right now. God say you right where you ought to be. God says, I know everything about you. I know every number of hairs on your head. He said, I ain't make no mistake with you. He said, I got you right where I want you, but I want you to trust me with it. I know you're hurting. I know nobody knows but you. I know you're struggling in silence, and that's why he sent you a word today. Say, this too shall pass. Because, see, if you're not careful, you will live for people. Mm-hmm. You will live for people. And when you live for people, you are living your life based on what people say. But, man, I done found out something yesterday, Jonesy, that people will be with you 1 minute. I want to put my trust in somebody who will never leave me or never forsake me. And then when I do have them around me, I'm cool. And when they don't want to be around me, I'm cool. With a house full of members, I'm cool. When people decide they don't want to show up, I'm cool. I will bless the Lord. Hey, at all times. You can't base your walk with God by what's going on in your life. Can't do it. It's because when you live for people, now you got to constantly adjust yourself to people. Amen. If you're a people pleaser, you and God will never be pleased. Because you're always going to be living to be liked, accepted. So God says, I'm going to let you get heartbroken. I'm going to let you feel alone so that you'll learn how to put your eyes on me and on these people you think you need around you. And then when you put your eyes on me, I'm going to send you the right people who will lift you up, who will encourage you, who will empower you, who will sow into your life instead of these old scallywags and bums that you keep trying to please who ain't doing no better than you and you wasting your time with. Well, and so you got to be confident. Confident. Somebody say confident. Hey, I got a question. Do you trust God? Come on, I mean, for real. Do you believe that God is your God? Do you believe that God can't fail? Do you believe God can do the impossible? Do you believe God can heal you? You believe God can provide? Do you believe God can save? Do you believe God can? If you believe it, I need you to give God our confident praise. Give him, I'm confident in you worship. Come on, take a few moments and say, God, I trust you. I believe. Hallelujah. 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 Sit down. I'm about done. Come around the mountain. Here I come. I'm about done. Lord have mercy. Hey, y'all, that was a time I remember as a boy. Because my parents were frugal, cheap, economical. That when the fair came around, we would have to walk. Wasn't no getting dropped off, and I'm taking you to the fair. It ain't but 2 miles, a mile and a half. Walk, no problem. But there were some dogs. On the journey from the house to the fairground. And so sometimes I made business decisions and said, well, I just ain't gonna go to the fair. Because I experienced dogs chasing me every time I ride my bike, every time I would walk on that same journey. So I just knew that when I walked that time, it's dark. It's one thing when I see the dogs coming. And it's another thing when I hear them coming and can't see them. Now, but this one particular time, I made the choice and took a chance and asked my daddy, man, will you walk with me to the fair? And ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you today without a bite on me. Here's why. I don't know if the dogs were there or not. Because I stopped worrying about dogs when I was walking with my daddy. There's a certain boldness you have when you're walking with the right protector. You ain't worried about what can get you when you're walking with your daddy. I wish I had 3 people in Zion who've made up in their mind, I'm not worrying about tomorrow, not worrying about the doctor, not worrying about the enemy, because I'm walking with my daddy. And my daddy goes, ain't nothing happened to me, because if it happened to me, You have a right to walk with some confidence as a child of God. If it was based on you, be nervous. But when you put your hands in God's hands and you walking in his will, there's no reason for you not to be confident that God's going to bring you through everything you go through. Well, thirdly and finally, is not only is there a correct assessment of the pressure, a confident assurance under the pressure, but thirdly and finally, brothers and sisters, when the pressure comes and when we're handling the pressure, that we've got to understand that it'll be a consistent assignment from the pressure. Just the part you don't like. Because God doesn't have you blessed for nothing. But let patience have her perfect work. If you keep quitting you'll never be who God wants you to be. Let patience have her perfect work, that the child of God may be mature, may be developed, lacking nothing. Let me unpack that real quick. Because lacking nothing don't mean you won't need nothing. But as far as your faith in God, you'll be lacking. Now, this is only for a few of us. The only way you go get from verse number 3 to verse number 4 is by experience. Amen. That's why he says, let patience have her perfect work. You got to quit stopping God from doing what you want to do in your life. Amen, because you don't like how it feel. Amen, brother. You're really spiting yourself because you won't trust the process. The only way you're going to be able to be a mature Christian is by experiencing the highs and lows that come with life. Yes, sir. That's it. You want to go experience the high moments, you'll never be mature. No. And then it's like, you know, you're trying to teach kids, right? When you're raising children, you tell them it ain't always going to be their way. That's right. So in order to teach them it can't always go their way and they can't get what they want, you got to tell them no. Every now and then, God's going to tell you, no right now for your yes down the road. Because now, when you get through some stuff and go through some stuff, you won't need a lot of people to feel better. You'll know you're maturing in Christ when you don't need that liquor to make you feel better. You won't need an ungodly relationship to give you peace. You'll know you're growing and maturing, and you'll be lacking nothing. That means if you can't, I don't base my joy on you, you can't bring me joy. So whether you have people around you or not, you're still okay. Let patience have a perfect work. That some things may be manifested in your life, that you may be mature. And we say it's perfect. It don't mean perfect in deeds. That means maturity. And you're being perfected. You mean he's working in you. And see, one of the problems we got in 21st century church, play some soft, I lost them. One of the problems of 21st century church is when kids don't get their way, they take their toys home. And sometimes this year, some of us took our toys and went home because you didn't get your way. God didn't do what you said for him to do. And you shut it down on God. And you acted like a spoiled, immature child. He comes today to give you another chance to understand the pressure. You're just dealing with the pressure. See, sometimes you can be a grown child. 65 years old and still act like a baby. Because it's got to go your way. Let me tell you something. Everybody in this room wants their way. Yes, you do. But maturity lets you know it won't always be. I hope I freed the house right there. Ain't nothing wrong with saying you want your way, but you ought to know by now you ain't always gonna get your way. And when you don't get your way, don't trip. And don't get nobody else's way when you don't get your way. Stand away from God, not praying, not reading the word. That's not. Let him make you. So I can't let you go into 2025 trying to get rid of every lesson he taught you in 24. It's been a rough year for you, but it's been a blessed year for you. How can I tell you? You're still standing. You're still here. And I'm going to see in just a second here, because can anybody in the house of God give him a praise that you're still standing? And you learned about prayer. You've learned about his word. You learned about his peace that you never would have learned any other way. Thank you, Lord, for the pressure. Thank you for the struggles. Thank you for the life lessons. Thank you for the disappointment. But I learned how to trust in you. And you can look back and say it wasn't that bad after all. Hey, church, you survived 100% of every hell you went through. I think you ought to give God glory for that. Everything that was said about you, you survived it. Every storm, you survived it. Every sin, you overcame it. You're still standing. All for Christ to you. All for Christ. You talking about pressure. It was pressure to die for a world that may not love him. It was pressure to hang 6 hours on the cross. It was pressure to bleed and you never done anything wrong. But he had an assurance that God was gonna get him up on that third day. And when God got him up on that third day, he understood his assignment was to help save us. God has you on assignment. You didn't go through what you went through for nothing. God gonna use you to help somebody else see him. It was not for nothing. God wanted somebody to be a testimony on this side to show that nobody but God can get you through. Nobody but God can heal. Nobody but God can save. So Lord, I'm gonna stop looking at every obstacle as an opportunity to show forth your glory. Are you here? Are you here, my brother? Are you here, my sister? Come to Jesus today. If you're not saved, you have never been saved, come to him today. Or perhaps you have been saved, but you fell out with him. You quit on him. You gave up on him. Today's your day to reconnect with your God. Today's your day. God sent you this word for this moment, this day. Don't worry about who's looking. Don't worry about who's going to say anything. It's you and God today. And you know some of the stuff you said to God. You know how you handle God. You know you ain't do God right. Today's your day to get that back right with God. Are you here? As our ministers are coming, we offer Christ still. Come to him today. Come to him today. Come to him. Are there others today? Are there others? Yes, he will. Reconnect with him. Rededicate yourself to him. Realign yourself with his will for your life. Don't leave like you came. It's the pressure. The pressure. The pressure. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I've tried him and I know he will work it out. God will work it out for you. God will work it out. I know some way,
mercy will. Come through.
He'll come through. He'll come through. He'll come through. Cause I'm trying to play. He'll come through. He'll come through. He'll come through. He'll come through.
The other day, I had the privilege of sharing with a young man, young brother, 32 years old. Picture of health, good job, doing well with his life. And earlier this year, he was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Heart was working at 15%. Out of nowhere, something that some defect in his heart, no blockages. And he had to change his lifestyle, had to go through a series of procedures and medication. And he spent several weeks bitter about why he had to go through what he went through. His whole life turned upside down out the blue. That close to death and not even know it. Lungs filled with fluid, not understanding why. 32 years old, good health, congestive heart failure. Why God? Why me? About 6 weeks ago, he was sharing with a gentleman whose wife was in New Orleans in Ochsner's Medical Center, congestive heart failure. 20% her heart's working on the operating table. He told the husband what he had gone through. The husband put the wife on the phone with him. This brother ended up encouraging the wife because he said, I kept asking God why. It was on that moment he found out why, to encourage somebody else who was getting ready to go through the exact same thing. Watch this. She had to have a more invasive surgery. Hers was more critical. He walked out. She had to be rolled in. But because she heard a testimony of a survivor, she got encouraged, and to this day she's living well and strengthened behind one person's testimony who kept asking the question, why? Have you been there? Are you there now? Asking God why the heartbreak, why the pain, why the struggle? I promise you, God will show you your why. And when God shows you your why, don't forget about who. God doesn't waste any of your struggles. No tears you shed have been wasted. God knows all going on with you, but it's all going to work out for your good. And God has given you an assignment to represent him in this world. No, it don't feel good. It don't always sound good.